Welcome to The Coin, Black History on the Other Side podcast, hosted by Brittany Wilkins. This podcast is brought to you by Historians Connect. Historians Connect is a nonprofit organization with a mission to bridge the gap between African American history and culture by preserving the legacies of African Americans, debunking myths, defining black excellence, while rewriting the narrative of African American history. If you tuned into the show to learn a new and different perspective on black history, you're in the right place. This is not America's founding fathers' history of slavery and oppression. We're changing the culture by changing the narrative, educating listeners on various aspects of black history spanning from ancient African history to current day events affecting communities around the world. Empowerment through cultural education. This is The Coin, Black History on the Other Side.
To attempt a presentation of Negro history, or indeed of African and or Black history, in so small a volume is to undertake an impossible task, yet it is a task that must be attempted. J. C. DeGraff Johnson. Welcome to Season 2 of The Coin, Black History on the Other Side. I'm your host, Brittany Wilkins, author, Black history educator, and founder of Historians Connect, where our mission is to bridge the gap between African culture and history. In today's show, I'm going to discuss, as our first topic, gaps in American history and what we know today. Let's start off by first defining what is American history. American history is defined as the key episodes, turning points, and leading figures involved in the constitutional, political, intellectual, diplomatic, and economic history of the United States. Let's keep it simple. In general, history can be defined as the logic of man's own ideas and belief. The people, American history of the United States, has taught us about Christopher Columbus and indigenous people. American history has taught us about slavery and Emancipation Proclamation. American history has taught us how Martin Luther King marched to show us how to stand up for what we believe in. American history has taught us how Rosa Parks sat to advocate for equality. American history has taught us how Malcolm X rebelled to show the power of leadership. American history has taught us the cruel and inhumane crimes against the African American race with stories of those like Emmett Till. But American history has stood in the way of those seeking to learn the true identity of their ancestry and identifying with one's own racial identity, giving a sense of racial pride and esteem. Every chapter of American history has told the same story, stories of events that have put a burden on us, stories that have us constantly singing, "We shall overcome." But we must take the path backward to advance forward. The path backward to and in advancing forward and overcoming this gap, we must go back to our roots and we must follow Sankofa. Sankofa is an African cultural symbol resembling a bird that symbolizes wisdom and the need to return to know, one's past and be able to move forward into the future. Sankofa is the guide in going back, reclaiming the history that once was, so we begin to see the true essence of ourselves and as well as educate others on who we are without the context of slavery. Freedom is behind us. The coin is traveling on the other side of history, bringing forth a different Black history not commonly known to be taught. A different Black history that really cannot be romanticized. It is not appealing that African and our Black history's only reference point is slavery. While having a conversation with an individual at a networking event about my podcast, it was recommended as a topic to tell stories about how slave masters slept with African and or Black women. I am not in the business of educating on toxic history. Furthermore, did not understand how that was going to help a race that is seeking freedom. Slavery is not an identity. It is a plight of our ancestors' past and the descendants of Africa. But there are a lot of perceptions about Africa. And it has been written by J.C. DeGraff Johnson. He writes the thesis that Africa is what Western European missionaries, traders, technicians, and administrators have made it to be. It is comforting to Western Europeans, but it is invalid. The eruption of Western colonizers into Africa with all the effects of their religion, schools, gin, guns, cotton goods, and their system of administration is only an event, though an important event in the history of African peoples. In exploring this new chapter of a different Black history, we must begin by trying to really rid our minds of the European preconceptions that have influenced our thinking of the subject of African and or Black history. Every cultural shift begins with a mind shift, but this has not been easy as the material we have been exposed to is from a European standpoint. A huge portion of African and or Black history is missing from American history. But as they say, he who writes the story controls the narrative. A different Black history aims to study African and or Black history from a broader view, tying together all historical points that have led us to what we currently know and the things we will discover that will impact us in the present and the future moving forward. I echo the words of J.C. DeGraff Johnson. I do not and will not pretend to be one of those African scholars who will one day make the real history of African history available for the whole world to read or listen to. My only desire is to fire the imagination of African scholars, historians, and those seeking to learn about their history who alone can do full justice to the history of the continent of Africa and other parts around the world. I acknowledge and recognize this is no easy feat or task in writing this new chapter, A Different Black History, but I'm committed to running the race. Carrying the baton handed down by J.C. DeGraff, Ivan Van Sertima, John Henry Clark, Diop, Renoko Rashidi, and so many more. They say the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those who endure to the end. Will you run the race with us and support the coin, Black History on the Other Side? Join the race by subscribing to our show. And if you enjoy the show, share it with someone in your community. Also, your feedback matters to us. Tell us how we are doing. write a review, love it or hate it. Thank you for tuning into The Coin, Black History on the Other Side. More to come in season two. Stay tuned.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Coin Black History on the Other Side podcast. Learn, explore, and create history with us. Visit us on the web at www.historiansconnect.org. Remember, a people without knowledge of their history is like a tree without roots. Stay connected to your roots.